The Takeaway on February 24th featured a reflective moment surrounding the COVID-19 pandemic and included community leader Ike Rayford of the Sioux City chapter of the NAACP.
I'm Tanzina Vega, and this is The Takeaway. More than 500,000 people have died from COVID-19 in the United States. It's a devastating and grim milestone. And as we mourn collectively as a nation, many of us continue to mourn individually for the friends and loved ones we dearly miss. And you've been sharing your memories with us.
Ike Rayford, Sioux City, Iowa. I'd like to remember Brady Hansen, Pam Bailey, and Cheryl Singleton, all of Sioux City, Iowa, or Northwest Iowa, and we just want to celebrate their life rather than their death due to this pandemic.
Rayford then talked to Siouxland Public Media about the loss of his three friends and shared a more in-depth look at their lives.
Brady Hansen, who is definitely near and dear to me, my best friend, Cindy, it was her father who, you know, passed away due to COVID. And, you know, the thing when I had said on The Takeaway was that, you know, I want to celebrate their life and just have a memory of how they lived and not so much how they died. Obviously, that, you know, is one of contention. Sometimes we think about, you know, those things. But Brady, who was actually from Monona County, was a man full of life. And, you know, one day to know that he's doing great and the next day he's no longer with us. You know, Pam Bailey, who was a member of Mount Zion Baptist Church, along with Cheryl Singleton. And Pam Bailey was, you know, over our youth ministry, was a woman who was just full of life and energy. She really, you know, challenged our youth to, you know, do things they didn't think they could do. And so, you know, to fall to this, definitely, you know, it hit us hard at the church, but it also, you know, those are the things when you think about when she had the kids sing songs and do dances, she would call me and say, you know, I need this music and this music and this music. And I'm like, okay, no problem. And she was always so appreciative and thankful, you know, when, you know, I would give her the music or do something. And so, you know, it just, again, was a moment when you heard the news, you just go, wow, you know. But again, to celebrate her life, and you know, she's from Sioux City and had, you know, her kids still live here, and so I know that they try to keep her memory going, and they will do that because she was a beautiful woman. And then Cheryl Singleton, oh man, I can't even begin to tell you how beautiful of a woman she was. A lot of people know Cheryl from she worked for State Farm, I believe, for a number of years, and then Premier Bancard. And she was the most giving woman that I think around. She loved to cook, loved to dress. You know, you never saw her dressed. I mean, she was dressed to a T, but she would cook massive meals on the holidays. And you were hungry and you wanted a meal, all you had to do is go to her house and she fed you. And there was always enough. And so, you know, it again, you know, when you hear the news of someone losing their life, especially in this manner, to this, you know, disease that hit us so hard, it just really shakes you to your core. And so, you know, I just wanted to honor those three individuals. And there are so many more out there, but, you know, those three were, you know, directly close to me. You know, matter of fact, I had spoken with Brady literally the day before, you know, he had complications. And the thing that hurts the most when it comes to COVID, the complications that they die from, whether it be pneumonia or some other, you know, breathing situation. But, you know, people tend to, you know, before COVID, you know, if you went to the hospital, you definitely, you know, your family would be there, your friend, whoever, whatever. But with COVID, you know, so many people have lost their lives alone in that moment. And so, you know, that's the part that really pulls at you and tugs at you. But their memories are always there because they may have died alone, but every day, you know, we're thinking about them. And I know I'm not the only one. I know Brady's family is thinking about him and Pam as well as Cheryl. So, yeah, that's kind of where it is for me.
Pam Bailey of Sioux City died on May 18th. Cheryl Singleton of South Sioux City lost her life on October 1st. And Brady Hansen of Castaneda passed away on October 15th, 2020.